Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Shaw's Plant T1 Ribbon Cutting in Bartow County, Adairsville, Georgia, and I'm with Brenda Knowles, the Vice President of Marketing for Shaw's Commercial Business. Brenda, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp, and we're so glad you're here today.
Yeah, this is very impressive. We're standing in a 600,000-square-foot facility, a brand-new plant, probably the most state-of-the-art carpet tile plant in the world at this point. And we'll get into some details on that first. This is the second time you and I have met in Bartow County in the last 6 months or so. You just announced a few months ago that you're going to build this Create Center for about $25 million, and now we're standing in an $85 million carpet tile plant. So you guys are ramping up for some pretty strong growth in carpet tile, aren't you?
Absolutely, Kemp. It is a primary area of our growth in our business across commercial, for all of our commercial brands, for Shaw Contract, for Patcraft, and for Philadelphia Commercial as well.
All right, so let me run through some stats here that our listeners might be interested in. Again, it's an $85 million investment. It's on 115 acres, and I think you're just using a piece of that. So it looks like you have the ability to probably triple the size of this place. This building, as I said, is 600,000 square foot. Many plants you walk into, you see aluminum sided buildings. This is tilt-up concrete. This looks like a fortress, and it's a very, very impressive plant. So you're going to make carpet tile here. How much does this increase your capacity to make carpet tile?
You know, we've got our Plant 15 or Plant X down in Cartersville, just a few miles from here, and this Plant T1 will increase the production by about 25% of what we're already producing in Cartersville at the rate that we are now, with the opportunity to continue to grow that, of course.
All right, so 25% growth. Granted, most people who know this business know that soft surface is a little bit on decline, but the only category that's growing right now is carpet tile, but it's not growing at a 25% rate. It's probably growing at more like a 7% rate, and that's probably a little optimistic. So how do you consume 25%? Do you take share? Do you go into different markets? Talk a little bit about those plans.
I think it's both of those, Kemp. We certainly see a lot of growth opportunity. Broadloom has continued to shift to carpet tile. Certainly resilience is a big, big part of our business today. But in terms of carpet tile, as you said, is the growth category. And we have become the leader of carpet tile production in North America. And we plan to continue to grow that. And some of that certainly is through share growth. In addition to that, we certainly are focused on global expansion. And we will be producing products here that will go across many parts of the globe.
Yeah. So you have another plant, I think, in Nantong, China, that opened last year. So this means that you'll have your Plant X or 15, that you call it. You'll have this plant. You'll have that one in China. So those three plants will make all of Shaw's carpet tile, right?
Absolutely. As I said, all of our commercial brands. And, you know, there's some residential opportunity for carpet tile as well. So we certainly want to continue to think about that as a new market of entry as well.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because many people who have heard about the infrastructure you're putting in here are wondering if that's probably the next yet undeveloped market for Shaw in the modular business.
I think there's some opportunity there. Certainly hard surface is a big, big part of the residential market. Broadloom continues to be very important in residential. There's some room for carpet tile there as well. But it is primarily to support our commercial business.
All right. As we look at the marketplace and we look at the specified commercial business and we look at the Main Street commercial business, products made out of these plants, I mean, they'll go to all those markets right now, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So you mentioned in your speech a little bit earlier that you have two major brands in the specified business. You have Shaw Contract and Patcraft. And in the last several years at Neocon, you've won some major awards. So you've got to feel good about the momentum that Shaw's got in this market, right?
We are very happy with the growth that we've had. We just have the most talented design teams. They are very focused on innovation in design. And whether that's in the beauty of the face of the product, in the durability of the product, in chartering new ground in terms of how products are designed and constructed. So we have a very innovative design team focused on pushing the boundaries of what's next to come in product.
One quick thing I would like to point out, Vance Bell did have some remarks at this ribbon cutting, and he talked about your vision, and it's to create a better future. And this investment of $85 million here, $25 million for the Create Center, that's how you create that future, right?
It is. A lot of the investment that we have here, plus other investments that Kemp certainly we've talked about over the last couple of years, is part of that. And it is about creating a better future for our company, for our business. It's about creating a better future for our associates. It's about creating a better future for our customers and clients, and it's about the communities that we live and work in as well. So these types of investments contribute to all of those different areas.
All right. Another comment that was made from the podium a minute ago was that Shaw Industries is the largest employer in Bartow County with 3,200 employees. And Shaw apparently has around 22,000 employees. So this is kind of the centerpiece for Shaw's commercial business, isn't it?
It really is. Bartow County is the centerpiece for commercial. I mean, certainly we have people across the globe in our commercial business, but in terms of our primary marketing, design, manufacturing, support groups, they're right here in Bartow County. It's very important to us. And as you and I spoke over the summer at the groundbreaking for the Create Center, it's a great place to draw talent from all throughout North Georgia and certainly from the Atlanta area.
All right, well, congratulations on this wonderful T1 plant here in Adairsville. Again, been talking to Brenda Knowles, the Vice President of Marketing for Commercial at Shaw, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.